It's something from The Usual Suspects.
Hey, this
album.
Is Sal from the Gold Stars.
Yeah.
And court's in session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Laurie, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, I'm squeaky clean. I didn't do nothing wrong. God believe me, man.
That's what we call fat fingers when you hit the wrong button on the console. It's also called live radio, and live radio is what you're listening to right here on Courts in Session. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thanking you for tuning in. Thanking you for some of the great calls tonight. Lots of calls for people. And you like this idea, and I do too, for the Guilty Pleasure song we're going to play a little bit later this hour. So you just heard brand new music, a WRCT debut from the Gold Stars. They've got their Halloween track out, and we're not far from Halloween. That song was called Leave Me Alone. Before that, request for some Jolynn Turner for Charlie in Carnegie. And I didn't ask him if he was listening online or on the radio, but he wanted to hear Street of Dreams, and that was a live version. From the Live in Germany album from the early 2000s. Great, great live album. If you're a Rainbow or Jolynn Turner fan, that is a must-have. Before that, new music from the band Pride of Lions. And if you're not hip, it's cool. They are a big, big deal, especially in Europe. But the heart of the band is American Jim Peternick. From Survivor, who has written so many great songs for everyone from Bryan Adams to 38 Special. It is his band and got a young buck behind the microphone. The new song from Pride of Lions is called Renegade Heart. And we opened up with the most popular band on WRCT at the moment. We'll see how they fare next week on the top 10 list. But that was Sparkle Jets UK with the track He's Coming Out Tonight, and that's a big EJL thumbs up. I want to play that thing on repeat. Great track.
Well,
So there's so many great shows here at WRCT, and I have 88.3 on the radio all the time, in the car, when I'm working, when I'm at home, and I'm just not only so proud to be here at the station, but just really enjoy all the different music that comes out over those FM airwaves. One of the shows I really enjoy, and he's been here, he's rounding out over a year now, and they brought him back, is we're talking DJ Addy with From the Basement. For you veteran Quartz in Session listeners, you know that DJ Addy used to come on after Quartz in Session late Thursday night. Well, now he's Friday nights at 8. You want to put that on your calendar, put a little reminder on your cell phone. You can hear what's over a spread of electronic and alternative subgenres. And hark to occasional interviews, and he does good ones with local experts, every Friday 8 p.m. exclusively right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And little announcement, I am going to be off the air next week, but Quartz in Session will be on. And DJ Addy is going to be behind the microphone and spinning vinyl. He's going to do a rock and roll show. He covered for me last year and did a terrific job. As a matter of fact, I got a little jealous getting phone calls from people saying he might have done better than I did. So maybe I'm making a mistake letting him come back, but he's going to be filling in next Thursday at 8 for Quartz in Session. You can check out his show tomorrow night at 8. It's a good one. So talking about Jolynn Turner earlier, when we had him on Quartz in Session several months ago, he said that his favorite singer of all time, and that's a big thing because JLT is one of the greatest singers of all time in my book, but he said his favorite singer of all time was the lead singer of Free, Bad Company, The Firm. You know who I'm talking about, Paul Rodgers. Well, Paul Rodgers got a brand new album out, new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. That's what we do here at Quartz in Session. New Paul Rodgers album is called Midnight Rose, and this is a new track from it. I like this a lot. Give this a listen. This is called Photo Shooter.
Thank you. We'll be right back. I could feel.
It's the king of rock and roll right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. You're listening to Quartz in Session. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and that was one of the last singles from the king before he passed on to that great rock and roll band in the sky, Way Down. And how about hitting that bass note that ends that record? Way down. I'm not even going to try. So before Elvis, and by the way, Elvis going out to Kathy in Beachview. Thanks for listening, Kathy. She called in 412-268-9728. That's the number to get your request. Before that, got a track from the mid-80s for all of you Scorpions fans out there. Herman Z. German, the drummer from the Scorpions, with his instrumental version of Wipeout. Pretty cool. Little dedication going out to Al and Steve, listening online at WRCT.org, all the way out in Roberts Creek, British Columbia. They are both down with COVID, and they needed some Kinks to get them better. From the Live Kinks album, that was a medley with Milk Cow Blues, the Batman theme, and of course, Tired of Waiting for You. And we open it all up with the latest release from the legendary Paul Rogers. New album was called Midnight Rose, and that track was called Photo Shooter. All right, guys, let's take a little health check here. We were talking about listeners with COVID. Have you been putting your heart under too much pressure lately? And I'm not talking about Valentine's Day. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and your heart can quit whenever it wants. And when it quits, you quit. So listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or even death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help getting your high blood pressure to a healthy range, you can text the word PRESSURE to 97779. That's 97779. That's a message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and your friends right here at WRCT. So coming up in just a little bit, I'm going to make my pick from all the calls I got for your Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week. And I'm juggling between three right now, but you can give me a call. I haven't chosen yet. 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. We're going to play it in just a few minutes. Maybe your call-in will be the one that I pull. But in the interim, got a call for some REO Speedwagon. We're going to go deep, guys. And we're going to go to an album that was after their heyday, came out in the mid-90s, an album called Building the Bridge. This is a track that I always really liked. This album did not sell. Nobody played it on the radio. Don't blame me. I wasn't on the radio yet. But this is a really cool track from REO Speedwagon. The song's called Ballad of the Illinois Opry. Keep it tuned in right here to 88.3. WRCT.
Found myself heading down towards Springfield. The last sign said it was 12 miles west. It's getting hard to see through the salt on my windshield. Oh, but it looks like I'm gonna make it before the sun sets. The morning I arrived was Lincoln's birthday. So I walked through his house and saw his tomb. I decided that a tour through the Civil War Memorial Museum would be a dream. I was tired of seeing monuments by another man's tomb. Telling about the good old Lincoln years. Cause just north of town I saw a sign said the Illinois Opry is open tonight. And the sweet sound of country music filled my ears. Whoa, and I was born to be a star in the Illinois Opry now. People in the country certainly know. Yeah.
Sleepyhead Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Rocking my life away.
That's Linda Gail Lewis, Rockin' My Life Away. Brand new release on the Cleopatra Records label, doing an entire album in homage to her big brother, the killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats on that track. Before that, talking Stray Cats, the latest from the Stray Cat himself, Brian Setzer. His new album is called The Devil Always Collects, and that is a Del Reeves country classic done rockabilly style with his new single, The Girl on the Billboard. Before that, Ronnie Wood with Keith Richards on lead vocals going back to 1975. The album was aptly named I've Got My Own Album to Do, Ronnie Wood. And before that, request for some REO Speedwagon going deep with the Ballad of the Illinois Opry. So WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513-513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484 or go to AtticRecordsStoreInc.com. Attic Records are a sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT or for any of the great shows here at the station, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. It's time for the Guilty Pleasure Track of the Week. And it was close. I was between three songs from your request. This one is a guilty pleasure of Mike in Highland Park. What do you mean, guilty pleasure, EJL? Well, what we mean is it's that song that when you go in to pick up your buddies to go to the football game and it comes on the radio, you turn the channel, but maybe you don't really want to. Maybe that song that you only sing in the shower. And maybe you don't want anyone else to know you love it, but man, oh man, you do. Well, Mike loves this one, and this is his guilty pleasure. And it's a pretty good guilty pleasure. I'm not even going to announce what it is, because you all know it when you hear it. Keep it tuned in right here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I know. We'll be right back. Hey, Rick, I want you to meet this guy. His name's Eric Jackson. He's on the radio.
Really? On WWW what?
WRCT, Pittsburgh. 88.3.
WRCT, yes. That's from Cheap Trick.
Yeah, and he's got the most beautiful wife I've ever seen.
I thought she was your boyfriend.
You're her boyfriend.